Blog Talk Radio.
Thank Ja Rastafari.
Ja Rastafari. Ja Rastafari. Ja Rastafari.
Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay.
So I and I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, and the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
La zona blanca.
The case of oh yeah.
All rise. Court is now in session.
Bom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily song. We have song.
Psalm 16.
Mizmor Tet Zayin. Michtam, 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 Mich. Le David, Le David, Le David, Le David, Le David, Le David, Le David.
Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust, my trust, my trust, my trust, my trust.
Shomreni El, Ki Hasiti Vach, 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 Vach.
O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, to the Lord, to the Lord, to the Lord, to the Lord.
Adonai Ata, 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 Ata. Tovati Val Alecha, 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 Val.
Thou art my Lord.
Adonai, 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 Adonai.
My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore, 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 forevermore. Forevermore.
These more eight things. Psalm 16. Happiness through Elohim. Happiness through the true good. Happiness through the true God. Yahweh Jehovah. The psalmist and I's portion. I and I portion in life and liberty and deliverer. I liverer in death. Today's daily song. Mizmor Eight Zain. Eight Zain. Hear, hear, hear. Shema Yisrael. Hear, hear. Give ear, hear. Midrash, 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 study Midrash on today's daily psalm. Happiness through Elohim, happiness through Elohim. Mizmor Eit Zayn, Mikam Le David, Shamreini El, Ki Chasiti Vak, keep me, keep I, O Elohim, Shamreini El, Shamrei. Ani, Shamar, Ani, Shamrei, Shamrei, Ni, keep me, guard, protect, hedge about. Shamreini El, true good, true God El. Shamreini El, ki chasiti vak, vak, ki chasiti vak, vak, vak. For I have taken refuge, ki chasiti vak. Or some men say that's ki chasiti vak. I've taken refuge, vak, in the eye. Firstly, foremostly, in this Midrash on Mizmor Tet Zayin, on the Midrash on Psalm XVI, Psalm 16. Miktam, 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 Miktam of David, Miktam le David, Miktam of David. Here, found in the superscription, today's daily psalm, the superscription in verse 1 in the Hebrew is one verse, is the Aleph, the first verse. Miktam le David, Shamreini El, ki chasiti vak, Miktam of David. There are some of the rabbinites, some of the rabbis, the scholars of Torah and the Hebrew scriptures who say that Miktam, Miktam is compounded of two words. It's a compounded word, Miktam. What is a Miktam? Some of the scholars of Torah and the scriptures, and here the Sefer Tehillim, the Psalter, say that Miktam is compounded of two words which describe David, which describe David, which describe David. Mak, we have the word mak, meek, and tam, tam, undefiled, perfect, not blemished, tam. It says that Yaakov, that Jacob was a plain man, tam, meek, tam, mak, tam, mak, tam, meek and undefiled. And there are others who derive meek, tam, from ketem, ketem. We have the word ketem. The ketem is fine gold, ketem. And say that miktam of David, miktam le David, means a golden psalm, a golden composition, a golden song of David, of David, of the well-beloved. Miktam le David. Shamreini El. Keep I, O El. O El, true good, true God. O Hael, Hael, the true good, the true God. Here, Shamreini El. Keep I. That is, protect I from evil, from Ra and Ra-Ra. Keep I, protect I, hedge I about. Shamreini, Shamreini. Here is a general prayer, word of prayer, from a trusting nefesh, psyche, soul. Not a cry so much for help in a situation or circumstance of danger. Shamreini El, ki yachasiti vak. For I have taken refuge in thee, eye. Amarita la Yahuwah, Adonai ata, orati bal aleka. I have said to the Lord, I have said to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, thou, the I, are Adonai. Amarit la Yahuwah, Adonai, ata, Adonai, ata, Adonai, ata, Adonai, the I. I have no good but in the I. Tovati, 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 bal aleka, in the I male. Tovati, bal aleka. The phrase, thou art Adonai, Adonai, Ata, Adonai, Adonai, my Lord, my Sovereign, Ata, the I male, is to be considered in the light, the illumination, what Scripture says elsewhere. The earth is what Jehovah is, and the fullness thereof, and all her fullness, the world, and they that dwell therein, they who dwell in her. Hence, here, the sages, a man embezzles from Elohim whenever he makes use of the world without a baraka, without a blessing. For only affirmations of Elohim's sovereignty can release the earth's fullness, all the fullness thereof, all her fullness to man's use. The earth is Yahweh, is Jehovah's, and the fullness thereof, and all her fullness, the world, and they who dwell in her. Rav Abahu said, the verse, lest the fullness of the seed which thou hast sown be forfeited, together with the increase of the vineyard, with the increase of the vineyard. In Deuteronomy 22 and 9 implies that this world is to be cared for like a vineyard, like a vineyard. And by what means may it be redeemed for man's use? By baraka, or by blessing Jehovah. And the proof, Rav Simeon ben Lakish cited Psalm 16 and 2. I have said 2. Nahuwa to Jehovah, thou art Adonai, I Adonai. Amarita la Yahuwa Adonai Ata. That is, when you are eating and you bless Yahuwah Jehovah, only then do you make what you eat your own. Hence, Elohim says, my good shall not be held against thee. My good, Tovati Bala Aleka. My good shall not be held against thee. That is, you shall not be held guilty of embezzling from Jehovah the good things, the good things, the good things you ate and eat. Or, Ovati Bal Aleka can be interpreted as, my good shall be brought to the eye. Male, Ovati Bal Aleka, that is, none but good things, but good things shall be brought to you, and they shall abide with you. Or, Ovati Bal Aleka can be interpreted as, I shall wear out all good things upon thee. That is, I shall see to it that all good things are worn out by your body, but your body will not wear out. Rav Aha taught, what did Elohim mean by saying, Tovati Bal Aleka, I have no good but for thee. I have no good, Tovati Bal Aleka, but for thee, I Aleka. He meant, whenever I bring a good thing into the world, I bring it for none but you, for no one but you. The words Bal Aleka are read here as Bila Adeka, as in the verse, and but for thee I, Bila Adeka, shall no man lift up his hand, in Genesis 41, verse 44. Another comment on Amarita la Yahuwah Adonai Ata. I have said to Jehovah, thou art Adonai, Adonai, my sovereign. David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be he, Ribona Shel HaOlamim, master of the universe, universal master, universal sovereign. Though I am Melech, I am king, Negus, I set thee, the I, as king, as Melech, as Negus, even Negus Neges, over me, over I. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy, the Isle One, blessed be he, answered, I do not yet regard goodness as firmly fixed in the I. My good is not in the I. Tovati Bal Aleka. In whom then is my goodness firmly fixed? Only in the Isla, in the holy that are in the earth. As for the holy that are in the earth, Likadoshim Asher Ba'aretz Ahema. Only in the Kedoshim, Likadoshim Asher Ba'aretz Ahema. Only in the Kedoshim that are in the earth, in the earthly plane. Psalm 16, verse 3. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Isle One, blessed be he, does not call the righteous man holy, set apart, until he is laid away in the earth. Why not? Because the inclination to evil, the Yetzer Hara'ah, keeps pressing him. And so Elohim does not put his trust in him in this world till the day of his death. So too, Shlomo Solomon, said in Ecclesiastes 7 and 20, there is not a righteous man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not and does not That Yahuwah, that Jehovah will not call a righteous man holy until he is laid away in the earth is what is meant by the holy, the Kedoshim, Likadoshim, Asher Ba'aret Hema, what is meant by the holy that are in the earth. Even the patriarchs were not called Kedoshim or holy ones until they were laid away in the earth. For it is said in Job 15:15, behold, he putteth no trust in his holy ones, his set apart ones. When did Elohim show that he had put his trust in them? When he said to Moses, in Exodus 32 and 13, go and gather the elders of Zikne Yisrael together and say to them, Yahweh Jehovah, the Elohim of your patriarchs, your fathers, the Elohe Abraham, the Elohim of Abraham, of Yitzhak, and of Yaakov. Here in Exodus 3:16, it was upon these that Moshe, that Moses leaned when he prayed in Exodus 32 and 13. Remember Abraham, Yitzhak, and Israel, Yisrael, thy servants. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, thy servants. Exodus 32, 13. Rav Sinias said, had the patriarchs, the fathers, in their lifetime desired the abode to be in Shemaim, in heaven, they could have had their wish. Nonetheless, until they died, yea, until their tombs above them were sealed with the top stone, even they were not called Kedoshim, holy ones. Rav Aha Bar Papa had taught, what is meant by the verse in Job 24:22? He draweth away the mighty also by his power. He draweth away the mighty also by his power. It means that the Yetzer Hara'ah, the inclination to evil, by its power draweth even the mighty away. Who are they? The generations of Enosh, or Enosh, the generations of Enosh, the generation of the flood, the generation that saw the dispersion of the races of humanity, of mankind, and the people of Sodom, of Sodom. And so it is said that even if a righteous man rises up, he trusteth not in the living. That is to say, as long as the righteous is among the living, Elohim trust him not. Their sorrows shall be multiplied. Their sorrows shall be multiplied. Yerubua Atavotam Akhira Maharu. Let the idols of them be multiplied that make suit to another. Their sorrows shall be multiplied. Yerubua Atavotam Atavotam Yerubua Atavotam. Thou didst multiply sorrow for all the children of men, all the children of Adam, of humanity, saying to them in Genesis 3:17, in sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. And also in Genesis 3:16, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy travail. David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribona shel ha'olamin, master of the universe, of the universe, thou didst multiply sorrows even for the patriarchs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Isle One, the Blessed Be He, replies, have they suffered any loss therefore? Do I not look upon their oblations as more valuable than ritual offerings of blood? Verse 4, today's daily song, their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take their names upon my lips. Balasik Nisake Hema Midam Ubalesai Eta Shemotam Ala Sifatai. What is meant by this? Here, Elohim refers to the traditional practice described in a Mishnah, which reads, quote, upon the lower half of the ramp of the altar, on the west side thereof, Kohanim priests placed portions of the lamb that was offered up and salted them. Then, leaving the ramp, the Kohanim, the priest, went back to the chamber of hewn stone, there to recite the Shema, the Shema. Another comment on their sorrows shall be multiplied. Yerubua Atavotam. David said, quote, thou didst multiply sorrow for the generation who in a time of persecution died to hallow, to set apart thy name. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, replied, have they suffered any loss therefore? Do I not look upon their oblations as more valuable than blood? Bala Sika Nisa Kehem Midam? In verse 4, that is translated elsewhere, their drink offerings of blood will I not offer? The blood of those who died to hallow, to set apart my name. The Hashem is of more worth to me to I than all ritual offerings. Rav Lewi taught in the name of Rav Eddi. Suffering is divided into three portions. One, the patriarchs and all the generations of men took. One, the generation that lives in the time of Hadrian's persecution. And one, the Lord Messiah will take. What did they use to do to the generation that lived under Hadrian's persecution? They fetched iron balls, brought them in a white heat, and put them into the armpits of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons, the children of Israel, who were thus slowly done to death. Or they fetched sharpened reeds and drove them under the nails of the Bnei Yisrael, under the nails of the sons of Yisrael. And in these ways, they died for the hallowing, the holying, the setting apart of the Hashem, of the name. Yerubu Atzabotam. Ahir Maharu Balasik Nisukehem Nidam. Their sorrows shall be multiplied. Yerubua Atzabotam. Another comment. Dawid said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, the men who hasten to come into thy door and delay their departure thence, there, for them thou hast multiplied sorrows. Any one of these men, when commanded, quote, pour a libation to another and other God and other Elohim, would answer, I will not pour it. When commanded, bring offerings to another and other God, another Elohim, he would answer, I will bring no such offerings. Quote, drink a libation out of a wine, red glass, water, mere water. He would answer, I will not drink it. Make a vow in the name of an other God, another Elohim. He would answer, I will make no such vow. For Moshe Rabbeinu, our master, has charged us, charged I and I in Torato, his Torah. Make no mention of the name of other Elohim in Exodus 23 and 13. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. For Jehovah is a portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Balasika nisakehem amidam u balasai eta shemotam Allah sepatai Yahuwah menata chelki awekosi. Psalm 16 verses 4 and 5. Thou layest upon me, upon I, my lot. Ata tomik gorali. Ata tomik gorali. Thou maintainest my lot. The I, ata, the I male layest upon me, my lot. Ata tomika gorali. Rav Yehuda, Judah taught in the name of Rav Simeon ben Lachish that the Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, of Israel, said, this was the portion laid upon me, upon I, at Sinai. Lines are fallen to me, to I, in pleasant places. Chivali, nafalu li, banamim. The lines are fallen to I in pleasant places. Psalm 16, verse 6. The lines are two. The written Torah, the written law, and the oral Torah, word, sound, and power. Torah, Chevalim, Nafluli, Banamim. Lines are fallen to I in pleasant places. Rav Phineas taught, the lines are fallen to I in pleasant places. It means that Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, said, when thou the I didst divide by lot the portion for the nations and nationalities of the world, my lot fell in pleasant places. Banamim. Nafluli, fallen for me, Chevalim, the line, Chevalim, Nafluli, Banaimim, are fallen for I in pleasant places. For the scripture says in Deuteronomy 32 and 8, when Elyon, the Most High, Elyon, divided to the nations the inheritance, and then goes on to say, Yahuwah Jehovah's portion is Amo, is his people, Ya'akov, Jacob, is the cord of his inheritance, in Deuteronomy 32 and 9. As a man might say, such and such a woman fell to the lot of such and such a man. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. Afa nachilata shafra alai. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. Afa nachilata shafra alai means that Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael said, because I take delight in my heritage, divine heritage, it is made goodly for me, for I, reading these words, the heritage of his goodliness, the heritage of his goodliness is upon I. Rav Yohanan took them to me as a reward for keeping the commandments. Elohim's kavod, kavod, kubr, is upon I. Evarek eti Yahuwah asherav ye atani. I will bless Jehovah who hath given me, who hath given I counsel. Evarek eti Yahuwah asherav ye atani. I will bless Jehovah who hath given I counsel. Yea, in the night seasons, my reins instruct me, my kidney, my reins instruct I. Afa leilota yisaruni kila yotai. Yea, in the night seasons, my reins, my kidneys, kila yotai instruct I. Afa leilota yisaruni kila yotai. According to Rav Samuel Bar Nachman, this verse refers to Avraham, to Abraham. For Rav Samuel Bar Nachman used to say, no father taught Abraham, no master taught him. Then who taught him? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He. Rav Simeon Ben Yochai declared, this verse proves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had provided Avraham with two reins that wells forth wisdom, chokmah, and bina, and understanding, overstanding. You can see for yourself that this is so. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself between the halves of a heifer to Abraham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu let Abraham see four things. Four things. HaTorah, the Torah, direction, instruction. HaHekal, the temple offerings, korbanot. Gehenna, hell. Gehenna, and the darkness of the exile in the four kingdoms. And the proof that Elohim allowed Abraham to see HaTorah is in Genesis 15 and 17. The words, a lamp of fire passed between these pieces. Fire, Aish, clearly referring to Torah, Jah's direction, instruction. As in the verse in Jeremiah 23 and 29, is not my word like as fire, Aish, is such. And the proof that Elohim let Abraham see HaHekal offerings, the Korbanot, the words in Genesis 15 and 9, take me a heifer of 3 years old. And the proof that Elohim let Abraham see Gehenna, the Gehenna, the words in Genesis 15 and 17, and it came to pass that when the sun went down, behold, a smoking furnace. And the proof that Elohim let Abraham see the darkness, the disillumination, the darkness of the exile in the four kingdoms. Genesis 15 and 12 testifies with the words, and lo and horror of great darkness fell upon him. For further commentary upon this matter, see I and I exposition of the first psalm. Hear, hear, hear to verse 8. Shewiti Yahuwah le negadiya tamid ki ni balaimot. I have set Jehovah always before I. Surely he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Shewiti Yahuwah le negadiya tamid. I have set Jehovah always before me. Ki yaminiya. Surely he is at my right hand. Balaimot. I shall not be moved. I have set Jehovah always and always before me. Shaviti Yahuwah le negedi tamid. Rav taught, in making a bracha, a blessing, a baraka, a man is required to say, Baruch Atah Adonai, blessed art thou Adonai, for a bracha wherein Hashem's name, Adonai's name, is not mentioned, is no baraka. As scripture says here in Psalm 16 verse 8, I have set Yahuwah Jehovah always before I. Shaviti Yahuwah le negadi before I tamid, always. Both Rav Zera and Rav Yehuda taught a bracha, a blessing wherein Elohim's kingship is not mentioned, is no bracha. A blessing wherein Jah's kingship is not mentioned is no blessing. For it is said, I will extol the I, El Hai, Melakai, oh, my Elohim, my king. Rav Rakaya commented, what you say applies only to blessings, such as the blessings over fruit, or the blessings of Raka, the Brakot, or at the performance of commandments. In general worship, however, as long as a man mentions the Hashem of Elohim, he has done his duty. Surely he is at my right hand. Kia mimi, I shall not be moved. Bala emot. Psalm 16, verse 8. This verse proves that setting matters right according to the precepts of Torah, according to the precepts of Jah's directions, instructions, the teaching of his majesty, was always David's concern. Thus, like this, though all the kings of the east and of the west were seated in their glory before David, he was not ashamed even when abortions were brought before him, but would examine them and say, this one was a male, or that one was a female. Quote, the mother of this one should regard herself as unclean for 40 days, or the mother of that one should regard herself as unclean for 80 days, end quote. It was of such matters that he said, even of thy tokens for ritual purification, I seek before kings and am not ashamed, in Psalm 119, verse 46. Therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoiceth. Lakein samacha libi vayagela kovodi. Therefore my heart is glad. Lakein samacha libi. Samach libi. Lakein. Therefore lakein. Therefore samacha libi. Therefore my heart is glad. Vayagela kovodi. And my glory, kovodi, rejoiceth. Vayagela kovodi. Psalm 16, verse 9. Rav Abahu commented, at the very moment that small-minded man proposed to make use of kavod, of kibur, of glory, it is removed from them. Another comment, therefore my heart is glad, glad in words of ha-torah, lakein, Samach libi, glad in the word, the varim of HaTorah, and my glory rejoiceth, Vayagel lakovodi, rejoiceth in the Lord, HaAdon Moshiach, in the Lord Messiah, who will rise up out of me, out of I. Of this it is written in Yeshayah, Isaiah 4, verse 5, and over all the glory shall be a canopy, and over all the glory shall be a canopy. My flesh also dwelleth in safety. Afa besari yishkona la betach. My flesh also dwelleth in safety. Afa besari, surely my flesh a yishkon will dwell la betach, in confidence, in ifidence, in safety, dwells in safety even after Mot Mavet. Rav Yitzhak said, this verse proves that neither corruption nor worms had power over David, over David's flesh. For thou wilt not abandon my soul in the nether world. Psalm 16, verse 10. Ki lo tazova nafshia lishol. For thou wilt not abandon nafshi, my psyche, she, lishol, in the nether world, in sheol. In the grave his flesh will not dissolve like dust, neither will thou suffer thy merciful one to see the pit. Lo titena chasedeka lirota shachat. Neither will thou suffer the eye of Chatzedekah, Chasideka, the I Chasid, Chasideka, the I Chesed, the I Merciful One. Lirot, to see, Shachat, to see Shacht, Shacht, Shait, Shachat, to see the pit. A merciful man, a Chasid, will not even get the smell of the gan, the aid, the gan hinna, the gan hinna of the Gehenna. Will not even get the smell of Gehenna, and this is a term where the garbage of Yerushalayim was thrown over into this garden that belonged to a man named Hinnom, and this becomes a word picture of what ones would call the hell or the fireplace where the rubbish would be burnt up. So a merciful man will not even get the smell of the Gen of Hinnom, Gen Hinnom called Gehenna. Another comment on, neither wilt thou suffer thy merciful one to see the pit. Lo titen hasedeka lirot ashachat. Another comment. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, calls Himself merciful, as chesed, mercy, loving kindness, is one of His attributes, as it is said, "For I am merciful," saith Yahuwah Jehovah in Jeremiah 3 and 12. How could David presume to call himself merciful, as when he says, "Keep my soul, for I am merciful," in Psalm 86 and 2. Rav Huna explained in the name of Rav Iskendri, Alexandri, a man who remains silent even when hearing himself reviled is called merciful. A man who remains silent even when hearing himself reviled and ridiculed is called merciful. And because David heard himself reviled and remained silent, he was right in calling himself merciful. Thou wilt show me, show I, the path of life. To de'ayni, orach chayim. To de'ayni, thou wilt make me to know. Thou makest I to know. Cause I to have the da'ah, the da'ah, the knowledge, the gnosis. To de'ayni, to de'ayni, me, I. To de'ayni, orach chayim, the orach, orach, the path of chayim, of life, of lives, of liberty, orach chayim. According, here, Psalm 15, verse 11, according to Rav Yudan, David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Master of the universe, Ribon Hashem Olamim, show me the path of life, tot ayni orach chayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu replied, desires thou life? Look as from a watchtower, to fear, to reverence Yahuwah Jehovah. Since the reverence, the fear, the respect of Yahuwah of Jehovah prolongeth days, as it is written in Proverbs 10 and 26. According to Rav Azariah, David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, show me the path of life, Tod'ayni orach chayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Idol One, blessed be He, replied, desirest thou life? Look as from a watchtower for the meaning of affliction, as is written in Proverbs 6 and 23, since reproofs of affliction are the way of life. Since reproofs of affliction are the way of life. According to Rav, however, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Isle One, the Holy One, blessed be He, replies thus like this. Desirest thou life? Look as from a watchtower to Torah, to Jah's direction and instruction, since she is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her. And happy is everyone that holdeth her fast, that holdeth her firm. Proverbs 3 and 18. According to Rav Abba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked David, wouldest thou eat without working? Keep the commandments and thou wilt feast. For it is said in Proverbs 4 and 4, keep my commandments and live. In thy presence is fullness of joy. Soba semachot et paneka. Soba, 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 soba semachot et paneka. In thy presence, thy faith, thy perception, paneka, is the fullness, is the soba, soba, soba of joy. Soba semachot, soba semachot, fullness of joy. Psalm 16, verse 11. Do not read Sobah, some say fullness, but Shabbat 7. This verse, the verse, thus refers to the seven companies of righteous men whose faces shall shine like the sun, like the moon, and so on. As explained in the commentary on the psalm, in Jehovah have I taken refuge. Another comment, in thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Ne'imota miyamin neka netzach. Ne'imota biyamin neka netzach. In thy right hand, biyamineka mineka. In thy right hand, bliss. Ne'imot, pleasantness. Ne'imot biyamineka netzach. For evermore. Psalm 16, verse 11. The companies of the righteous, the tzaddikim, will be arrayed in the form of the menorah, ha-menorah, the lampstand of ha-hekal of the temple, the tabernacle, which is described in scripture as having two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bow and the other upon the left side thereof in Zechariah 4 and 3. Which of these companies is the most excellent and best loved? The one standing upon the right side of ha-kadosh, baruch hu. The one alluded to as arrayed upon the right side of the bowl. At thy right hand there are pleasures for evermore. Ne'imota biyamin nekach netzach. Two Amoraim differed as to the kind of man standing at the right hand of Elohim. One maintained, they are men in whom is the strength of Torah, of John's direction, instruction, teaching, his majesty, of which it is said, at his right hand was a fiery law, in Deuteronomy 33 and 2. The other maintain they are scrupulous copyists and teachers of children who dwell in the shadow of HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Isle One, the Holy One, blessed be He. For they are spoken of as they that dwell under His shadow in Hosea 14 and 8. Each of them says, I have set Yahuwah Jehovah always before us. Surely He is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Shaviti Yahuwah le negadi yatami ki yamini balemota. Another comment, thou wilt show me the path of life. Tod aini orach chayi. Rav Adin took this verse to refer to the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, for whom, on New Year's Day, Elohim records His decree of life, a decree He seals on the Day of Atonement. In thy presence is fullness of joy. Do not read Sobah, fullness, but Shabbat, seven. That is, the seven requirements for the Feast of Tabernacles of HaSukkot HaChag, namely the citron, the palm, the myrtle, the willow, the booth, the sacrifice, and the rejoicing. Another comment on Miktam of David, Miktam LeDawid, Psalm 16, verse 1, the superscription. Dawid, David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, stained with Chatiyata Mekutam am I. Stained with Chatiyata Fakari Mekutam am I. A parable of a man who set out on a journey, but with two issars. Seeing an inn, he entered it and saw some people eating meats and others eating fish. He said, what shall I do? If I say, give me something to eat, the innkeeper may bring me a pair of pheasants, and I have only two issars. And so he said to the innkeeper, give me two issars worth of food. The innkeeper asked, what shall I give thee? And the man answered, hast thou not heard the common saying, dance my shillings worth for me? Just so, Dawid said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have not enough merit to sit with the great, so let me, make me be with the lesser. Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov are in the bedchamber, and Moshe with Aharon and Aaron are in the banqueting hall. So let me, so make I, permit I be, but at the threshold. As it is said in Psalm 84:11, I had rather stand at the threshold of the house of Elohai, Hailiyai, of my true good, true God. If I have not even enough merit to be allowed at the threshold, let me, may I remain in the courtyard. As it is said in Psalm 116, verses 18 to 19, let me pay my vows.
in the courts of Yahuwah, of Jehovah's Bayit, of Jehovah's house. If I have not enough merit even to be allowed in the courtyard, make me not depart from the inn. As it is said, let me make I pay my vow in the midst of the eye, O Yerushalayim, O Jerusalem.
አየነው የሰማነን አወቀነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ ኤልሮኢምን
Exodus 20 and 8 Masoretic Hebrew Zakor et Yom Ha Shabbat Le Kaddisho. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Le Kaddisho. To keep it set apart. Zakor et Yom Ha Shabbat Le Kaddisho. Remember. Remember. The Sabbath day, the day of the Sabbath, to keep it set apart. Zakor et Yom HaShabbat LeKadosho.
Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe HaShabbat throughout their generations, a perpetual covenant, it a sign between me and the children of Israel, the children of Israel forever. For 6 days Jehovah made HaShemayim, the heavens and earth and the earthly plain. And on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. Et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz Uva v'yom ha-shevi'i Shavat, shavat Vayinafash It is a sign between I and the sons of Yisrael Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael Ot he, she is a sign. Ot he, Ot, he, Ot, he. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael. Ot he le'olam, 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 le'olam. For she, it is. She is a sign between I and the children of Yisrael. Le'olam, for I the le'olam. Ki yashasheta yamim asah Yahuwah. For in 6 days, ki yashasheta yamim, he who be, who he be made, asah Yahuwah, Jehovah made, et ha-shamayim, the heavens, ve-et ha-aretz, and the earth and the earthly plain, uvayom ha-shavi'i. And on the seventh day, Ubayom HaShabi'i. Shavata He ceased from work. Shavat Wayinafash. And rested and was refreshed. Shavat Wayinafash.
Enough. Rastafari is Almighty. Almighty. Rastafari is Almighty. Rastafari is Almighty. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever living, ever sure. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these King of Kings have vast country, land of tribe of Judah. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these King of Kings have vast country, land of tribe of Judah. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these King of Kings have vast country, land of tribe of Judah. Yeah, he's the only King of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future.
Psalm 95. Oh come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, to whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest.
Psalm 96. O sing to the Yahweh a new song. Sing to the Yahweh all the earth. Sing to the Yahweh, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory, his kibur, among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Yahweh made the Shemayim, the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Yahweh, you kindred of the people. Give to the Yahweh glory and strength. Give to the Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come to his courts. O worship the Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the arech, all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Yahweh reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the arech, the earth, be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Yahweh, for he come to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth.
Psalms 97. Yahweh Buruku reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahweh Buruku, at the presence of the master of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye Elohim. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Yehuda rejoiced because of thy judgment, O Yahweh. For thou, Yahweh, Buruku, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all Elohim. Ye that love Yahweh hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked, the kufur. Light is sown for the righteous. and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh Buruku, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Psalm 98, a psalm. O sing to the Yahweh, he who be who he be, Xiabiheb the sustainer, a new psalm. For he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Yahweh, he who be, hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shewed in the sight of the Eden. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward Beta Yisrael, the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of Eloheinu, our power. Make a joyful noise to the Yahweh, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Skana. Sing to the Yahweh with the harp and the voice of a song, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Yahweh, he who he be, his divine majesty, Kedamawi Haile Selassie, the Nagus, the king. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together. Lifne Yahweh before he who he be. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity.
Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool. For he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They call upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest him, Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Psalm 29, a psalm of David. Ascribe to Yahweh, O ye sons of might. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory due to his name. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. The voice of Yahweh is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth, even Yahweh upon many waters. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. The voice of Yahweh is full of majesty. The voice of Yahweh breaketh the cedars. Yea, Yahweh breaketh in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of Yahweh heweth out flames of fire. The voice of Yahweh shaketh the wilderness. Yahweh shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Yahweh maketh the hinds to calf, and strippeth the forests bare. And in his temple all say glory. Yahweh sat enthroned at the flood. Yea, Yahweh sitteth as king forever. Yahweh will give strength to his people. Yahweh will bless his people with peace. Yahweh yibarek et amo ba shalom.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
I'll say give unto Rastafari, O Almighty, give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name, worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. Rise up, Rastafari, rise up on the waters. The vice of Rastafari, thunder it. Rastafari, rise up on many waters. The vice of Rastafari, full of power. The vice of Rastafari, full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
The Lord will bless his people with peace. Peace. Peace.
Mizmor Kaftet, Mizmor le David. Havu l'Adonai bene Elim, Havu l'Adonai kavod va'oz, Havu l'Adonai kevod shemo, Yishtahavu l'Adonai behadrat kodesh. Kol Adonai al hamayim, El hakavod hir'im, Adonai al mayim rabbim. Kol Adonai bakkoah, Kol Adonai behadar, Kol Adonai shover arazim, Vayishaber Adonai et arze ha-Levanon, Vayarkidem kemo egel, Levanon vesirion kemo ven re'emim, Kol Adonai chotsev lahavot esh, Kol Adonai yachil midbar, יחיל אדוני מדבר קדש, כל אדוני יחולל איילות, ויחשוף יערות ובהיכלו, כולו אומר כבוד. אדוני למבול ישב, וישב אדוני מלך לעולם, אדוני עוז לעמו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו ושלום, 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 ושלום,
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Ana bekoach, we beg thee, I. Ana bekoach. Gedulata yamin neka tatir zerura. With the strength and greatness of thy right arm, gedulata yamin neka tatir zerura. Untangle our united fate. Aver arina ta amika. Accept your people, thy people's song. Aver arina ta amika. Zangaved, zangaved, zangaved. Tahereinu. Nora, nora. Elevate and purify us. Zangaved, zangaved, zangaved. Tahereinu. Elevate and purify I and I. Nora. Nora, awesome one, dreaded one, dreadful one, awesome one, Na Gibor, please, heroic one, mighty one, Na Gibor, Dorshea Yehudeka, those who pursue your uniqueness, Kubavata Shamrei, guard them as the pupil of the eye, Kubavat Shamrei, Barkeim, Tahare, Racheme, Sidik Ateka, Tamid Al Tamle. Bless them, purify them, pity, 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 Barkeim, Barkeim, Tahare, Racheme, Sidik Ateka, Tamid Al Tamle. May your righteousness always reward. Always reward them. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvika. Powerful and holy and Isla One. In goodness, Nahela Idateka. In goodness, lead your flock. Yahida Ge'e. Le Ameka Bine. Zokhreya Kedushateka. Unique and proud one. To your people turn. Zokhrei those who remember Kedushateka, your holiness, your islandness, your set apartness.
Set apartness.
Set apartness. Shawatenu kavel, accept our cries.
Our cries.
Our cries.
Our cries.
Shawatenu kavel, accept our cries. Ushma.
Ushma.
Ushma. And hear our screams, accept our cries, our shout outs. Show atenu, kaviat ushima,
ushima,
ushaik atenu. Yo dea ta elumot, O knower of mysteries, of secrets. Yo dea ta elumot. Baruch Shem Kuvod Malkuto Le'olam Va'ed. Blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, for ivory and ivory, ivory and ivory, ivory and ivory, ivory and
ivory.
Yeah, Rastafari, live it. Last year I live it, and reigned in the hearts of all men forever. Jah. 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 Jah.
Adonai,
Jah,
Rastafari.
לך דודי, 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 לך דודי, לקראת התעלה, פני שפעת, נקפלה. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath greet. לך דודי, לקראת התעלה, פני שפעת, נקפלה. To be repeated after each stanza. Leka todi likrati atala bne shabati nekabala. Keep and remember were fused in one word. When the voice divine, divine at Sinai, Sinai was heard. Wa echad ushmo echad echad. Wa hirubi uibi Jehovah. Yehya chaja echad ushmo echad. Our Jehovah is one, and one is His name.
His name. His name.
Yahuwah Echad, Ushmo Echad, L'Chem U'ula Kitareta, W'Tehillah. In Him is our glory, in Him our fame, Ayinai fame. L'Ka Dodi L'Krati Ekala, B'nei Shabbati N'Kavala. Oh, come, let us make Ayinai meet the Queen of Days. The Sabbath HaShabbat yields joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in His design. The Sabbath HaShabbat foreshadows blessing, Baraka, divine, blessings divine. Lekha Dodi Likrati Akala, B'nei Shabbati Nikabala. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of HaMelech, of the king, of the Nebus, even Nebus and the guest. Enough of thy grieving. Come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee, I. Lift up thy face. Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee, I, again, to His grace. Lecha dodi elikrati akala. Pnei shabati nekapala. Shake off thy dust and arise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, I, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Lecha dodi elikrati akala. Pnei shabati nekapala. Arise, oh arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, born is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lekha dodi elikrati akala, b'nei shabati nekabala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah, His glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes He vanquished,
like foes he vaunt, he humbled their pride. Elo Hayik, the I Elohim has loved the I as bridegroom his bride. Lecha dodi likarati akala pene shapati nikabala. In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive. Thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive. El Elohim, thee sweet, and I know, and ever acclaim, chanting our praises, and I eyes to his holy, his Isla name. Lekha toti alikrati akala, b'nei shabati nikabala. We, I, and I greet thee, I, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Sendatoi, crowned by Adonai, Shah Rastafari. We, I, and I hail thee, I, rejoicing in common accord. We, I, and I are the faithful who bask in thy light. We, I, and I welcome thy day. We, I, and I welcome thy night. Lekha dodi alikrati kala, b'nei shabati nikabala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath, HaShabbat, the Senbet, greet, greet.
Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam. Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, Senbet peace, rest safely, rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
Like shalom, my brother, shalom, my sister, shalom, shalom. I give you love, I give you peace, shalom. Shalom, shalom, my brother, shalom, my sister, shalom, shalom. I give you love, I give you peace, shalom, shalom. That's my honor.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat, 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 this is the Shabbat day.
One-on-one, it's a way of strengthening. Hey.
thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gate. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Babylon burning, Babylon burning, Babylon burns. They have no water. Fire, fire, fire.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav vizivanu lehiyot ur lagoyim banatan lanu et Yehoshua Mishianu Ur Ha'olam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctified I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Messiah, push up the light of them, push up the light of them, push up the light of them, blaze up, the torch when we done burn them motherfuckers.
people come from the pan in your reservation. Some will go on to repatriation. Some will claim the land of Canaan. And of the slave driver, them be a possession. Oh, oh.
Shabbat shalom, send
it
shalom.
Shabbat shalom, send
it
shalom.
Shabbat shalom,
send
Shabbat shalom, send it
shalom. Shabbat shalom, send it shalom. Shabbat shalom, send it shalom. Shabbat shalom, send it shalom. Shabbat shalom, send it shalom.
Blessed be Ab, Ubu, Manfat, Shadu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretch his foot their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infant cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Sila. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Thank Jah.
All right.
So here in the Shemona Esrei, in the Amidah, the standing prayer, this opening line here, here in the Shemona Esrei, in the Amidah, the standing prayer, this opening line here from the Shemona Esrei, that comes from Psalm, it's found in Psalm 51, David HaMelech's repentance prayer, prayer of repentance. In the Hebrew, it'll be found in Psalms, the Hebrew Psalter, Book of Psalms, Mezmor Dawit. It'll be found in Psalm 51 at the 17th verse, KJV, in the King James Version, this will be the 15th verse. So here in the Hebrew, and this is the opening introductory verse, Adonai Sifatai Tifatach Ufi Yagid Tehilateka. My Lord Adonai, my sovereign, my master, Adonai Sifatai, my lips, Tifatach, from Fatah, Fitah, like Fitah Neges, opening in that sense. Here, ancient, archaic, Afro-Shemitic root word. Here we have in the sense of Tifatach, open, Adonai, Sifatai, Tifatach, Ufi, and my mouth, Fi, Ufi, Yagi, to declare, to Agada, to tell, Yagi, to tell, Ufi, Yagi, and my mouth, my feet, my mouth, Yagid will tell, Tehilateka, the eyes, Tehila, the eyes, Isis, Elilta, symbolically the Elilta, Halel, Tehila, in this sense here, Tehilateka, Ka, the eye, male, speaking directly to He, so this introductory verse, from the Amidah, from the standing prayer, the Amidah, also known as the Shemona 8, Esrei 10, 18 benedictions, 18 berkot, 18 brachas. So here a couple of reasonings here from the Hebrew Psalm 51, verse 17, corresponding to King James Version, Psalm 51 at verse 15. But here, this verse, my Lord, my Adonai, open my lips, Sifatai, Tiftach, that my mouth may declare your praise, being brought out as that, so that, literally in the Hebrew is Adonai, Sifatai, Tiftach, Ufi, and my mouth, but in the translated sense, so that my mouth, Adonai, open my lips, so that my mouth, and my mouth, Ufi, Yagi, Tehilateka, and my mouth shall declare, shall tell, Yagid, Tehilateka. This introductory verse of the Shemona Esrei, of the 18 benedictions, the 18 Berkot, Brakas, blessings, the Amidah, the standing prayer, this introductory verse is the key to effective and successful, prosperous, fruitful Tefillah, prayer, Tehillah, praise, Isaac. Now, it is said not to have appeared in some of the older or original versions of the Amidah, in some of the old version of the Amidah, the standing prayer, where this particular verse was not found. It is said that in the earlier generations, even simple Judahites, they were capable of concentrating, focusing intensely on tefillah, on their prayers, their tefillah, their prayers. However,
With the passage of time, men and people, they began to pay less and less attention to Ha'el, higher to the power of true God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, throughout the workday. And so they had to struggle. One had to struggle. Even nowadays, to be honest, you can see that there's more of a struggle to focus I and I minds. They had to struggle to focus their minds on Him, on Ha'Elohim, on the power of the true good, the true God, at Tefillah time, at the Iowa for prayer, at prayer time. Therefore, the sages of the later times, seeing how this had crept in, had inserted this particular verse from the Sefer Tehillim, from the Psalter, as a special prayer to be able to pray. So here we have the opening, the introductory verse, Adonai Sefatai Tiftach Hufi Yagid Tehillateka. My Adon, my Sovereign, Adonai, open the eye, open my lips, Sefatai Tiftach, and my mouth, Ufi Yagid Tehillateka, and my mouth shall declare, my mouth will declare, will tell of thy eyes. And so here, this is as a prayer to be able to pray and to focus. Although in the Amidah, right, we may not interrupt between what's known as the Geula, the Geula is the Baraka, the blessing of redemption, of the Geula, redemption. Though we're not allowed and we don't interrupt between the Geula, the Baraka, blessing of redemption, and Tefillah, the Isis, the Amidah, the standing prayer, especially in the morning, this verse is not considered an interruption. Rather, since it is a crucial plea, there's a plea here, Adonai, Sefatai, Tiftach, Ufi, Yagi, Tehilateka, this is a plea, O Lord, Adonai, Lord of His mercy, Adonai, Sefatai, Tiftach, open my lips, Ufi, and my mouth, Yagi, Tehilateka. It's a prayer for concentration, a prayer for focus, in prayer. So we have a plea, a prayer-like plea from Psalm 51, Hebraically, the 17th verse. KJV would be the 15th verse. But this plea here, this introductory verse, this is called right here, Tefillah Arikta, Arikta, Tefillah Arikta. What is Tefillah Arikta? Tefillah Arikta. A little Aramaic right here. This is an extension of the prayer. Extension of the prayer. The Tefillah prayer, Arikta, extension of the prayer. A offering is what we have right here. This particular verse, Adonai Sifatai Tiftach Ufi Yagi Tehilateka, it sets the time, the hour of prayer, and it reminds I and I that today, prayer, Tefillah, it replaces HaHekav, the Hekav's, the tabernacle, the temple. I mean, the Hekav, speaking of the temple, particularly the second temple, 70 AD, there, Tefillah, it replaces HaHekav, the sacrifice offerings. It is taken from Psalm 51. In that psalm, David the king, the Gush David, he expresses his deep remorse, his penitence, over Chato, over his uchery with Bathsheba, with Bathsheba. He laments and he pleads in the song, Adonai, open my lips that my mouth may declare thy praise. For thou, the I, desire no offering, else I would give it. A burnt offering thou, the I, do not favor. The offerings of Hailahim of the power are a broken spirit, a heart broken and crushed, O Elohim, you, the I, will not despise. So here, 17 to 19, Adonai Sefatai Tiftach Ufi Yagi Tehilateka Ki Lo Tachpot Zebach We Eten Ola Lo Tirzeh Vivchei Elohim Ruach Nishbara Le Nishbara We Nidkeh Elohim Lo Tirzeh. O Adonai, open thou my lips, Sifatai Tiftach, and my mouth shall declare, shall tell of thy praise, thy eyes is Ufi Yagi Tehilateka, for thou delightest not in sacrifice. Ki Lo Tachpot Zevach, else I would give it,
We're eternal. We're eternal. We're an eternal. I was given. Ola lo tilteh. Thou has no pleasure in burnt offering. Ola. Ola. Burnt offering. Holocaust offering. Burnt offering. Ola. Ola lo tilteh. Lo tilteh. The eye has no favor. No pleasure. No favor. In the Ola. Ola. In the burnt offering. Ola lo tilteh. Zidchei Elohim Ruach Nishbara Lei Nishbara We Nidke Elohim Lo Tivzeh. The sacrifices of Elohim are a broken spirit. Zidchei Elohim Zidchei, the sacrifices of Zidchei Elohim of Elohim Zidchei Elohim Ruach Ruach, spirit, iris Ruach Nishbara, Nishbara, a broken Ruach, Ruach Nishbara, Ruach Nishbara, a broken Ruach, a broken iron, Lev Nishbara, Lev Nishbara, a broken heart with Nidkeh, with Nidkeh, with Nidkeh, and contrite, and kind of crushed. Nidke, venidke, and crush. Lev nishbara, venidke, venidke, and crush. Elohim, O power, thou the eye wilt not despise. Lo tivzeh, lo tivzeh, lo tivzeh. Adonai sifatai tivtach ufi yagid tehilatika. Ki aloha tachpotza zebacha v'etena. Ola lo tivzeh. Divche Elohim, Ruach Nishbara, Lev Nishbara, Wit Nidkeh, Elohim Lo Tivzeh. So here, 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 these three lines right here, based on the Bais Yosef Tor Orachai, 1:11, name of Rabbeinu Yonah. Now the purpose of prayer, the purpose of Tefillah, is for man to stand in the presence, in the face, the perception of Ribon Shel HaOlamim, of the Master of the Universe, the Universal Master, and to recognize Ha'el, Ha'el, the power, the Almighty's greatness, and man's insignificance. Alone, man is worthless. Alone, man is worthless. Only in Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim's, only in Elohim do we discover self-worth. Karmawi Nagusa Nigan says that concerning man, and he says, although there's no perfection in humanity, Karmawi Nagusa Nigan, the King Messiah, Karmawi Havaslasi says, although there is no perfection in humanity, this brings out the sense that alone, apart from Ha'el, Ha'el, Ha'elahim, the power, the true good, the true God, man is worthless. Only in Ha'elahim, the power, true good, true God, do we discover self-worth. This awareness, this humility is called a broken spirit and a crushed heart. A broken spirit and a crushed heart. The lay nishabar, the lay, a broken and a contrite, a broken and a contrite heart. Lay nishabar, we need care. Now, one Rebbe, Kotzker Rebbe, has put it simply, pithily, and said, I have found nothing so perfect and complete as a humble, broken heart. So here, this brings us to the sense, another reasoning brought out by this opening line, Adonai Sifatai, Tiftach Ufi Yagid, Tehilat Teka. Rambam, Emunah U'Vitachon, chapter 5, maintains that in the context of this verse, the term sifatai, sifatai, my lips, this is related to sifat ha-nahar, sifat ha-nahar, sifat, right? This would be brought out as the river bank, the river lip, the lip of ha-nahar, the nahar, the Nile, the nahar, the river bank, the sifat ha-nahar, the river bank, or the lip of the river, sifat ha-nahar. This is the barrier that confines the river to its narrow channel. Harav Mordechai Gister had elaborated on this particular theme, saying that man's soul, man's psyche, she is restricted and stifled within the very narrow confines of his finite body. But when man, when the human being stands in tefillah and prayer before the infinity of the Almighty, of his Maker, his eternal soul, she is aroused
and she surges until she overflows the restrictive banks of the body. Man's worst crimes are the crimes he commits against himself. Again, Ani Lechozer. Man's worst crimes are the crimes he commits against himself. How wantonly he wastes every one of Hailahim, of Elohim's gifts, and how irresponsibly he creates obstacles in the path that Hailahim, that Elohim has cleared for him. The ultimate purpose of prayer is to remove these impediments, these psycho-spiritual impediments, and energize oneself in the presence of Borei Shali, of my creator Fatari. I am inspired to make the following commitment to myself. Today is a fresh start. I will surpass all past performances. I cast aside those mental blocks, those emotional blocks, those mental blocks and emotional locks that I place in my own path. Today, I am a free man, exercising my divine gifts of completely free choice. I have an open mind and I unlock the chains of prejudice and preconceived notions. Today, I embark wholeheartedly, holistically upon the path of excellence, and I put the world on notice. Ein davar omer b'fnei ha-ratzon. Nothing can withstand the force of the human will. Ein davar omer b'fnei ha-ratzon. Nothing can withstand. Ain, no, davar. No, davar. Davar, like word or matter or thing. Word, matter or thing. Ain, davar. Omed, omed, omed. No word, no matter, nothing. Omed, withstand. Bifne, ha-ratzon. In the face, before ha-ratzon. Before the will. Before the will. Nothing can stand before the will. Ein davar omed bifnei haratzon. Here on the Divine Ivine Dialogue. Let's look more right here, the Divine Ivine Dialogue. This is based on the opening words of the Amida of the Shemona Esare, Adonai Sifatai Tiftach Ufi Yagi Telataka Rav Adoka HaKohen Tzidkas HaZadik. Had explained why we must pray for our lips. Why? Lamazet. Why must we pray for our lips? We must pray for our lips to be open before we can commence prayer. Why? We must pray for our lips. We must pray for our lips to be open before we can commence, begin prayer. Ha'el, Ha'el, the omnipresent is everywhere. And yet, so to speak, he took a fragment of his spirit and embedded it within a human body. This is the human. This is the neshama. Neshama. Hebraically also referred to as the soul, but here the neshama is like the breath. Speaking of that breath of life, right? The life, you could say, of the soul. The sliver, as one can say, right? A fragment of Ha'el, Ha'ilahim, constantly yearns to reattach itself to the divine, the divine source. But the human body is a physical, a physical obstruction that interferes. However, at the times ordained for prayer, for tefillah, the supplicant, quote, strips his body away for his soul, according to one Rebbe Rabbeinu Jonah, so that the soul may embrace its source. Thus, like this, prayer is not so much man speaking to Ha'el, Ha'ilahim, to the Elohim. It is the Elohim, Ha'el, the Elohim, the power inside man, speaking to Ha'el, Ha'ilahim, the power outside of man, completing, so to speak, the loop. Therefore, the introduction to prayer is a plea for Ha'elohim, the power to open our lips and remove all physical, physical impediments to the dialogue between the divine, the Ivine, within us, within I and I, and the Ivine, all around us, all around I. Furthermore, in one of the ancient teachings, the Talmud Barakos 34b, it relates that the pious Rebbe Hanina ben Dosa had a clear indication whether his prayers were effective. And this is his indication. We share this right here. quote, if my words flow smoothly and my mind is concentrated and clear, I am sure that Tefillati, my prayer, was accepted. But if I stumble over my words and my mind is distracted or diverted, I know that Tefillati, my prayer, was unacceptable. When prayer, Tefillah, flows smoothly, it emanates from the soul, from the psyche. If one prays with difficulty, he or she is merely moving his lips, but his soul, his psyche, she remains silent, 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 silent.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God to the south, bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarch, and who in love brings the Redeemer to the children's children for the sake of his name. O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one, and who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the street word of the assembly of the holy seraphim, who twice repeat, holy unto you, as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, the Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires penitence. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us and we will be saved. For you are our praying. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord our God, this year and all the varieties of his produce for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the year. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the year. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of his people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who life, righteousness, and justice. Let there be no hope for reformers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the son of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all day. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord, our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord, our God, on your people Israel and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offering and prayer. And may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hand, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficences. You are the beneficent one, for your mercies never cease, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and help, all benevolent. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness and blessing, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, the Torah of life and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind, let the angel of the Lord thrust them away. That your beloved ones may be delivered, help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name, do it for the sake of your right hand, do it for the sake of your Torah, do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in his heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say Amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our fathers, that the Beit HaMikdash be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah. Amen.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, to the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready, my name ready, my name ready.
Psalm 16.
Mizmor Tet Zayin, Michtam, 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 Mich, Le David, Le David, Le David, Le David, Le David, Le David.
Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust, my trust, my trust, my trust, my trust.
Shomreni el, ki hasiti vach, 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 vach,
O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, to the Lord, to the Lord, to the Lord, to the Lord.
Adonai ata, 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 ata. Tovati val alecha, 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 val alecha.
Thou art my Lord, my
Lord. Adonai, 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 Adonai.
My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another god. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore, 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 forevermore. Forevermore, forevermore.
So I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, to the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready?
Always wanna be in the shoes as a happy man. I don't wanna,
Mizmor, Mizmor Tate Zain, Mizmor Tate Zain. Psalm 16, Mizmor Tate Zain, Psalm XVI. Miktam Lidawi, a Miktam of David. Shamreni El, Ki Hasiti Bak, keep I, O El, for I have taken refuge in the eye. Amarita la Yahuwah Adonai Ata Tovati Bal Aleka. I have said to he who be who ye be to Jehovah, thou the I art Adonai Ata. I have no good but in the I Tovati Bal Aleka. Likdoshim Asher Ba'aret Heima Weadire Kol Chefzi Bam. As for the holy, the idle ones that are in the earth, they are the excellent, in whom is all my delight. Yerubu Atzavotam Achir Maharu Balasika Nisakehem Midam Ubal Esa Etashmotam Al Sifatai. Let the idols of them be multiplied that make suit to another. Yerubu Atzavotam Achir Maharu. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that exchange for another. Balasika nisakehema midam. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer. Ubal esa etashmotam al sifatai. Nor take their names up on my lips. Yahuwah menata chelki wukosi ata tomika gorali. O Jehovah, he who be the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup, of my chalice, thou, the I, maintainest my life. Chibalim anafluli bana'imim afanachlata shafra alai. The lines are fallen to I in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. Ibareka eti Yahuwah Ashera ye atani afle lota yisaruni kiliyotai. I will bless Jehovah, he who be we be. Ibareka eti Yahuwah, who hath given me, who hath given I counsel. Ashera ye atani, yea, for show. In the night seasons, my reins, my kidneys, my emotions instruct I. Afa leilota yisaruni akiliyotai. Shuiti Yahuwah lenegadita mi kimi mini bal emota. I have set Jehovah, he who be who he be, always before me, always before I. Shuiti Yahuwah lenegadita mi, surely he is at my right hand. Kimi mini, I shall not be moved. Bal emota. Lashkin, samachali bi, vayagel kovodi, af besari ishkona lavetach. Therefore, my heart is glad, lashkin, samachali bi, and my glory rejoiceth, vayagel kovodi. My flesh also dwelleth in safety, af besari ishkona lavetach. Ki lo ta'azob nafshi lishol, lo titena chasideka lerota shachata. For thou, the eye, wilt not abandon my soul, my nefesh, into the nether, to the nether world. Thou wilt not abandon her to the nether world. Lo, ki lo ta'azob nafshi lishol, neither will the eye suffer thy godly, thy chasid one to see the pit, thy holy one to see corruption. Lo titen chasidika lerota shachata. Toda'in oracha chayi sova shmachota etapaneka ne'imota B'yamin neka netzach. Thou, the eye, makest I to know the path of life. Toda'ini, oracha chayim. In thy presence, in thy face, is fullness of joy. Sovash mochota etapaneka. In thy right hand, bliss, pleasantness, pleasure for evermore. Ne'imota b'mineka. Netzach, 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 netzach.
In Persia, I came across the direct translation of the Lord's Prayer from Aramaic into English, and I just thought everyone needs to hear this. The Lord's Prayer that most people are familiar with is the translation from Aramaic to Greek to Latin and then into English. But this is the direct translation that archaeologists uncovered on a scroll from 1892. O cosmic birther of all radiance and vibration, soften the ground of our being and carve out within us a space where your presence can abide. Fill us with your creativity so that we may be empowered to bear the fruit of your mission. Let each of our actions bear fruit in accordance to our desire. Endow us with the wisdom to produce and share what each being needs to grow and flourish. Untie the tangled threads of destiny that binds us as we release others from the entanglement of past mistakes. Do not let us be seduced by that which will divert us from our true purpose, but illuminate the opportunities of the present moment. For you are the ground and the fruitful vision, the birth, the power and fulfillment, as all is gathered and made whole once again. And so it is.
לכן, כך התפללו אתם. אבינו שבשמיים, יתקדש שמך. תבוא מלכותך, יעשה רצונך, כבשמיים, כן בארץ. את לחם חוקנו, תן לנו היום. וסלח לנו על חטאינו, כמו שסולחים גם אנחנו לחוטאים לנו. ואל תביאנו לידי ניסיון, כי אם חלצנו מן הרע. כי לך הממלכה והגבורה והתפארת לעולמי עולמים. אמן. 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 אמן.
ישמה בת אצ'נוי, בשמיים מתנור, שמי יקדש, מנגסת תמתה, פקדה בשמיים דונץ, עמדים במדרתון, ילת אנג'ראצ'נן, ስጠን ዛሬ በደላችንንም ይቅር በለን እኛ የበደለንን ይቅር እንደምንል አቤት ወደ ፈተናም አታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግሥት ያንተ ናትና ኃይል ምስጋና ለዘላለም
ተፊላሀ አዶን አቢኑ ሸበሸማይም ይተካደሽ ሸሚኻ ተቦአ መልኮቴኻ ያይሰ ርጾኔኻ ከበሸማይም ናይሰ በአርጽ את לכם חוקנו תן לנו היום, וסלח לנו את אשמתנו כאשר סלוחים אנחנו לאשר אשמו לנו, ואל תביאנו לידי מסע כי אם חלצנו מן הרעה, כי לך הממלכה וגברה ותפארת לעולמי עולמים. אמן.
Ya'emmebetachin Tzelot, our mother prayer, in Amharic and English. Emmebete Mariam Hoy, O I Mother of God, Mother of the House, Mariam. Bemele'aku, Bekidus, Gabriel, by the greeting of peace of his angel, the Saint Gabriel. Salamta salam ilishallahu. Greeting, peace, I say to you. Bahasabish dingil nesh. In your thought, you are virgin, undefiled. Basigashim dingil nesh. In your flesh, body, you are virgin, undefiled. Ya'ashanafi. Ya Igziabher, Innat Hoy. O I Mother of the Victorious Igziabher, the Mother of Light. Lanch Salamta Yigabal. Greetings of peace is proper, worthy for you. Kasetoch Hulu Talayetesh Anachi Yetabarekish Shina. You yourself are prospered, who are separate from women. Yemahis Enishim Fere Iesus Christosim Baruk Amlak No. The fruit of your womb, Iesus Christos, is prospered source. Tzegan Yetemedlash Hoy Des Yibelish. O you who are full of grace, may you rejoice. Igziabher Kanch Gar Nawinna. For Igziabher, God, the sustainer of the firstborn, is with you yourself. Katawededo Lijish Kagetachin Kaiyesus Christos Zend. From your beloved child, son, from Iesus Christos. Yikirtan Mihiratin Leminyilin. Invoke, ask that he may forgive us and have mercy on us. Hatiatachinin Yastasariyilin Zend. Amen. So that he forgive us for our sin. Amen.
Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her, in the gates. The end of the Proverbs. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price...
Shuba shubai, shuba shuba day, shuba shubai, shuba 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 day, shuba shubai, shuba shuba day, yeah. Now, the real man can live without the woman. Die night to death as a woman to her man. Essential to his purpose and his mission.
A good woman is a glory to her man. Still ever take the power, still the strength. You're my better man. Every great man has a virtuous woman. Woman, you say you love me. You never leave me lonely, yeah. You always be there for me. Strong with the part of your plan. I leave my mom and dad, find a woman and be one. With a woman I make my bond, perfect combination. I am a black man, so I love me black woman. Woman, I give me this sweet, sweet love. Oh, any time of day, yeah, lots of kisses and hugs. Oh, I and I, you burn us all, yeah, yeah, yeah. No real man can live without a woman. As a woman to her man, and she's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. She'll ever take the power, she'll just make him a better man. Every great man has a virtuous woman. Woman I love and honor. The father and the light career, your empress Omega. The mother of the forest culture, revises to the king. And his empress Menin, who showed us the right and the true way of living. Woman who never caused sin, so listen as I sing. But a woman of the herd, my joy bell ring, ring, ring. Equality in Zion, my nature's law, that's the way it should go. For every man I know there is a woman. You meet the valley, oh, that's all I know, oh, 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 yeah. Shuba shuba, shuba shuba day, shuba shuba, shuba 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 day, shuba shuba, shuba shuba day, shuba shuba day, shuba 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 day.
Well, I say the family unit is fundamental and important, you know. A real man can't live without someone, you know. A person's gonna ride this woman to prove for the man that she wants, you know. I go, she makes it out, you know. Now, 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 now,
a real man can live without a woman. Like night to death as a woman to her man. She's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. Woman, you say you love me. You never leave me lonely, yeah. You always be there for me. So I need not to worry, yeah. Woman to keep my strong, which is part of your plan. I leave my mom and dad, find a woman and be one. When I make my bond, perfect combination. I am a black man, so I love me black woman. Woman, I give me this sweet, sweet love. Oh, any time of day, yeah, lots of kisses and hugs. Rasta man, I burn a doll, yeah, yeah, yeah. No real man can live without a woman. Like night to day, there's a woman to her man.
Yeah, yeah, okay, so here's the point right here, Psalm 16, was it 8, Zane. Now, 10 is Yod, and 6 is Vav, or Wow, but we call it 8, Zane. There's a way where, because if we say Yod and Wow, that links with the name of the Hashem. So this is why in the letters serving as numbers, we call Psalm 16 Tet, or Tet, Zane, Tet, Zayin. Eight Zayin, Zayin, Eight Zayin, Eight, if you want to stretch it out, Eight Zayin, Eight Zayin, right? 16 instead of Yod, which is 10, and Wow, or Vav, which is 6, because Yahweh, Yahweh, is too close to the Hashem. That's the reason why sometimes, with some numberings, it's said in a, because Eight is actually the ninth letter, right? And Zayin is actually the seventh. So it's like saying 9 and 7, literally. But to avoid, you know, calling on the Hashem in vain. So here, this point I just want to share this. So Rab Abahu said, there's a verse in Deuteronomy 22:9 that says, Lest the fruitfulness of the seed that thou hast sown be forfeited, together with the increase of the vineyard, the implication, this world is to be cared for like a vineyard, like a vineyard. By what means may it be redeemed for man's use? In other words, redeemed. What's redeeming? Like, redeeming is to buy something back. In what way can it be bought back so that man can use it as ever, however we like? By the baraka, by blessing Jehovah, baruch atah Adonai, baruch atah Yahuwah, Bless Art Jehovah. And the proof, Minyanim, and the proof, Rav Shimon Bar Ben Yalaki. She cited the Psalm 16 and 2. I have said to the Lord, I said to Jehovah that the I is my sovereign. Now, when you read it in English, it's like, I've said to the Lord, thou art my Lord. Just a small point here. I was thinking about this, and this has made so much sense. This is just to zoom in on the practical application of it. So the verse is, what is it? It is 16 and 2 in the Hebrew. It's Amarit la Yahuwah Adonai Ata. Now, even the Amarit, it's really like, that's like the feminine sense of I said. So it's almost like the soul, my soul. So when you understand the language, like, you know, it's almost like Amarti, you know, but here's Amarit la Yahuwah Adonai Ata. I have said la Yahuwah to Jehovah, to he who be, who he be. Adonai, the sovereign, Ata. The I is my sovereign, right? I've said to he who be, who he be, who he be? He be Adonai. He be my boss. He be the sovereign, right? Psalm 16:2, that is, when you are eating and you bless Jehovah, only then do you make what you eat your own. This is the key. This is like in that book, very good book I would advise the Chavrim to get, to pray as a Jew. This particular book right here, the way the, forget the, what's his name, who wrote it right now, Donin, I think Rabbi Donin, was it Rabbi Donin? He wrote a very good book. It really explains a lot. I've looked through a lot of stuff, and a lot of the Yehudi are very guarded about this ancient teaching, which is really from our people, we the black Jews, a lot of the original documents that, it's like hip-hop and a lot of things that we do. We see a lot of white European Jews get into it, and sometimes we have to kind of like raise our eyebrows and say, you know, that white Jew got some soul. It seemed like he got some, he vibes it. You know, I have to say, he feel like a homie on the level. He, you know, so if we see it in that way, in the secular world, how be it, it's not in this thing that we call HaTorah and Yehudinet, or so-called Judaism. But anyway, there's a principle there. So it says, when you are eating and you bless Jehovah, only then do you make what you eat. Only then do you make what you eat. Only then do you make what you eat your own. Hence, Ha'el. Hail, the power, the Almighty, the El, right, says, my good shall not be held against thee. Tobati bal aleka. Tobati bal aleka. Bal aleka. My good shall not be held against thee. Now, here's how it usually is translated. I have no good but in thee. And we know Hebrew, that's one way of bringing it out, in a sense. It's like, all depends on the not the letter of the law, but the spirit. Obati, that's what that whole principle. So when you hear the Midrash saying, well, this verse is translated like this, but don't read it like this, you can understand it like that, that's going to what the New Testament talks about, not the letter of the law, but the spirit of the law. Because some people might be like, well, why do you keep changing up? No, what you need to do is receive the spirit. Obati bal aleka. So that can be translated as, I have no good, but in the eye, in a literal sense, or bringing out the inner sense, my good, obati, shall not be held against thee. Baal aleka. Aleka, al is like on something. Like if I say, Allah, on I. You know, if I say, al Yahuwah, it's like on Jehovah, but in the context, it can be against Jehovah too. It depends on the sense of it. But here it says, that's why it brings out, my good shall not be held against thee. That is, you shall not be held guilty of embezzling. May Yahuwah, may from Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, the good things you ate. Check that out. Embezzling the good things you eat. In other words, what's the reason why we as Yehudi and faithful Hebrews and Israelites that know the truth, why do we bless, why do we have these blessings over wine, over bread, these blessings over certain kind of food, even grace after meal, but in some cases a blessing of raka even before eating? You know, because here's the point. Niggas be eating and don't be given no blessing. You know what I mean? It's almost like people be eating and don't say, yo, thanks for that. Or they don't have to say thanks if they eat, even they eat, you know, the manner of the teaching. Right? They don't have to give thanks for it, but don't speak against the teaching you benefited by. So here we have something called a blessing before eating. The Berkot HaNehanim. Let me bring this up right here. Right? 305. This is the page here in this book, To Pray as a Jew by Rabbi Chaim Halevi Doni. A guide to the prayer book and the synagogue service. Very, very good book. It really makes it digestible. A lot of things are very digestible. I must have had to go through maybe dozens of different books in Hebrew and in translations to get a little bit of it here, a little bit of it there, a little bit of it there. But here in one book, right, it kind of has almost everything. So the Berakot HaNehemim, right? And it's something that is said right here about the Berakot HaNehemim. It says the sages, right? The sages also prescribe Berakot. Berakot is blessing. You know, Barakat, Barakatoch, you know, Berakot to say before eating. It does not matter if one sits down to eat a full dinner or a casual snack, if you snack it. Berakot before eating or drinking are part of a broader category of Berakot. Berakot. Collectively known as Berakot HaNehemim. And this is translated as blessings of enjoyment. HaNehemim. Blessings of enjoyment. Said for thanks, for things that bring one pleasure. These Berakot blessings are not only prescribed for what we eat or drink, but also for fragrances we smell. Right? Even for the Aishans. Mm-hmm. I must admit that there's times that our bunnin don't give a Berakot. You know, and that is wrong. Because, like it says in the Midrash reasoning, it says right here, it says that, hence, Hiel says that my good should not be held against thee. Tovati bal aleka. That is, you should not be held guilty of embezzling from Jehovah the good things you ate. I had to pause on this when I went over it, even previously, even in recording, you know, the Midrash, you know, Tehillim for Psalm 16. You know, I said, Chan, that means embezzling. You know, people say you're embezzling, like you work for a business and you're stealing from the business. You say you're of Jehovah, right? You're of the Most High. You're of Yeshua. You're of Kedemari Hale Selassie, you know, and you don't give that blessing. You say, bless Jah, bless up, bless down, bless yourself. It's nonsense. Let's cut that out. Stop it. It sounds nice, but it's wrong. But it's nasty, right? It's like embezzling from Jehovah. So here. They are prescribed for what we eat or drink, but also for fragrances we smell. Although I will discuss only the food blessings, blessings are formulated also for things we see and hear. Things we see and hear. Hello, Futa. Meriting a braka of thanksgiving, of todah, right, or miskana in the heart, Hebrew todah, is the sight of mountains, oceans, deserts, falling stars, or the rainbow, right? The Kesed Demena. A baraka is also called for when seeing a person distinguish either for his Torah or secular knowledge. So one who knows the Torah, blessing, bless that one. Bless Jah, but bless that one in Jah's name. If they have secular worldly knowledge, bless them in Jah's name, especially I and I people. When hearing either good news or bad news, or when hearing the sounds of thunder and storms, right? And see, you can find the rule even in other parts of the scripture. It said, I'll bless the name of Jehovah for all things, and here and there. You find those scriptures, right? So here's showing, well, what it be like. In most prayer books, all these berakot, right, all these blessings are found right after the grace after meals. Because some people say, well, Yehudi, we bless, they know about the grace after meals. So they say we eat and we don't bless it for. Well, it all depends. Like, if it's bread and wine, like sabbatically, there's a baraka beforehand. If it's on other occasions, it's a grace, right? It's a grace after meals. So there are blessings even before eating. The Berakot HaNehemim are not, and this is the key part. This is why I pulled out this book, right? The Berakot HaNehemim are not blessings of thanksgiving. Now, note this. The blessings before eating are not blessings of thanksgiving, but of authorization. Getting the authorization. Right, to eat and not be an embezzler, right, not be a thief. The underlying principle of these blessings of enjoyment, Berakot HaNehemim, is that, quote, man is forbidden to enjoy anything of this world, anything of this world without first saying a braka. And it's on Berakot 35a and b, right, Yehudinet, right, even we, the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, take seriously the teachings of Psalm 24 and 1. The earth and all it, or rather, bringing out the translation better, the earth and all she contains is he who be who he bees. The blessing is a way of asking for and receiving Ha'el, Ha'el, the power, the Almighty's permission to take and enjoy that which belongs to him. The wording of the Berakot reflects this purpose. It doesn't say, thank you to Ha'el Hayo, the power, as is done in the Berakot after eating. That's a thank you. So we thank him after eating. We get authorization before eating. But it does acknowledge him as the one who, quote, created the fruit of the tree. The one, quote, who brings forth bread from the earth, right? And the herb for the service of man, and so forth. By acknowledging his ownership, we seek to obtain a permit to use his gifts, to enjoy the things of this world without first receiving divine authorization, was compared by the sages to sacrilege, the stealing of items that are consecrated to Ha'elohim, to Ha'elohim, to the power, true good, true God. It would be the same as taking something that doesn't belong to us, Ty and I, without the permission of the owner. The underlying view provides a basis for resolving the problem created by an apparently contradictory verse in Psalm 115:16 that says, quote, the heavens are the heavens of Jehovah, but the earth he gave to humanity. This is a clear statement and would seem to oppose that, quote, the earth and all she contains is he who be who he be, is Jehovah. Instead, it says that Ha'elohim turned the earth over to man for him to use and enjoy. The sages saw no contradiction in this. I don't see a contradiction in this. The contradiction that some people see is imagined. It's just an imagination. Before one recites a baraka, they said, the earth is he who be who he be. So before we recite a baraka, word, sound, power, it belongs to Jehovah. After one recites it, it becomes man's. It becomes I and I's to use and enjoy. So here, just one little more section right here. The reasonment, the love of wisdom, the Hebrew philosophy, the love of wisdom, philosophia, right? The love of chokmah here, of wisdom, of tibet, is also the basis for the halakhic objection to reciting a blessing either before or after eating forbidden foods. Now, if it's foods that John says don't eat, you know, foods that he created to be eaten, as Brother Paul says in the New Testament, and some counterfeit Christians, right, some antichrist, you know, have told people you can say, you know, a blessing over pork or over shellfish or, you know, all this forbidden foods, right, for ones who claim to believe. No, there's an objection to reciting a baraka either before or after eating forbidden foods. That's on you. We don't bless Jah for that. One might be inclined to think that the faith and piety reflected by a blessing of thanksgiving or one that acknowledges Ha'elohim's ownership of the world, it mitigates, it like lessens the transgression. So people think, well, I say a blessing. Well, I know he told, so in the Old Testament, you don't eat it. But in the New Testament, the pastor, the bishop, the preacher, the counterfeit Christian, whatever, they say you can just bless it and you can eat even pork because the law, we're free from the law. Right? So we should just kill them then. Right? We can just kill them. They say, why are you killing us? Well, God said, don't kill. Well, how you just pick that out from the Old Testament? Not so, insisted the sages. It even aggravates it. It aggravates it. It says, like a smoke comes up into his nostrils. You said, that's just anthropomorphic. Hold on, excuse me while I light my slip. The comparison they make is to a person who asks a friend permission to eat some of the friend's food. The comparison they make is to a person who asks a friend's permission to eat some of the friend's food. Were his friend to say no, it would be sheer impudence and brazen contempt if he proceeded to eat it, and the thank you he followed it up with would only be adding insult to injury. Since a baraka for food is a formula for receiving Ha'elohim's permission to eat the food, and since permission to eat the forbidden food has already been denied by Ha'elohim, by the power of the true good, the true God, to go ahead and eat it and then thank him shows only defiance and contempt. And this is why we call him Rasha. Because Rasha is wicked, but Rasha also means defiant. As in the four types of children around the Seder, the Passover Seder table, one is Rasha. The translation is not often wicked, but we often translate it as defiant. He is defiant. He's in contempt. Better not to say the baraka, for in addition to the aforementioned objections, it is, under the circumstances, also a blessing said in vain, and since the blessing includes the name, the Hashem, you don't know, to such acts of piety, right, or religiosity, the sages applied the verse from Psalm 10 and 13. What's the verse? Right? The thief who blessed has blasphemed Jehovah. The thief who blessed has blasphemed he who be who he be. So, that being so right there, just to kind of bring out this sense of the Midrash for Psalm 16, right, where where it says, Tovati bal aleka, Tovati bal aleka, and brought out here as, my good shall not be held against it. That is, when you say the Baraka, you will not be held guilty of embezzling, of stealing from Jehovah the good things you eat. Now, they then say another way, right? Or, Tovati bal aleka can be interpreted as, my good shall be brought to thee, in the Hebrew. In the Hebrew, this sense also is true. Tovati bal aleka, my good shall be brought to thee, or upon thee. Aleka, the I male. That is, no one but good things, none but good things shall be brought to you. And they shall abide with you. They shall abide with the I. Because here, Midrash, a Midrash note right here, this is the first note. The commentator reads Baal. Now, if you say that Baal, you're talking about Baal. No, it is Baal. Baal in that sense can mean husband, but really it means owner. The owner, the husband, right? It can mean the owner or the husband in that sense. And yes, there's a feminine form of it, like you have a master and you have a mistress. The mistress is the wife of the master. She's a lady master. But Baal in this sense means none but, right? So reading Baal as none but. In the sense of, it could also mean like not in that sense, or none but. As an abbreviated form of Yubal, there's Yubal and Tubal. So here the commentator reads Baal, none but, right, or the sense of, in the other translation, I have no good, but in thee. Tovati, Baal, aleka. Tovati, good, right, Baal, not aleka, right, except in the I, none but the I. Here the commentator, the reasoning, is now looking at Baal as coming from Yubal or Tubal. Yubal or Tubal has a sense of be brought, that which is brought, that which is bought, right, or that you bring something, like bring it. Or Tovati Baal Aleka can be interpreted as, I love this one here, it says, quote, I shall wear out all good things up on thee. So Jah is saying, I'm going to wear out all good things on the eye. That is, I shall see to it that all good things are worn out by your body. I shall see to it, Jah says to Jah people, that he shall see to that all good things are worn out by your body, but your body will not wear out. But your body will not wear out. And here, another Midrash note, Baal, none but, is now read as derived from Bala. Bala, 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 Bala means wear out. Bala, wear out. And this section, this is the first part of the first section here of the Sefer Midrash Tehillim, of the book of the study of the Psalms, the Tehillim, the Elilta. The Elilta, the praises. Rav Ahad taught, what did Hael mean by saying, Tovati bal aleka, I have no good but for thee, now taking the usual translation of it. He meant, whenever I bring a good thing into the world, I bring it for none, no one but you. None but you. Here speaking to Kol Yisrael. Right? The words Baal Aleika are read as Bil Adeika, as in the verse from Genesis 41:44, but for thee, Bil Adeika shall no man lift up his hand except for thee. I think this is where the Pharaoh was saying to the Sutton Bat Sutton Net was saying to Joseph, Safna Pania Paanki was saying that you are second in command and nobody shall lift up their hand except for you. If somebody gonna lift up their hand, they gotta ask you, can I lift up my hand? Yes. you can lift up your hand. Not even to lift up your hand. So here Jah is now saying to all of us in the same context, right here.
Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof.
Seven seals thereof.
Psalm 60.
Mizmor tetzai, nichtam,
hit by the watch them on the green when we fly down far.
Preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. My trust.
Shomreni el, ki hasidi vach.
O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord,
Adonai ata, tovati val alecha, val alecha, val alecha,
val alecha. Thou art my Lord.
Adonai.
My goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Their sorrow shall be multiplied that hasten after another god. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord, who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore, 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 forevermore. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof.
Seven seals thereof.
Seven seals thereof. Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand it. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in unrighteousness in
מזמור צד בית, מזמור שיר ליום השבת. טוב להודות לאדוני ולזמר לשמך עליון, להגיד בבוקר חסדך ואמונתך בלילות. עלי עשור ועלי נבל, עלי היגיון וכינור. כי שמחתני אדוני בפועלך, ומעשה ידיך הרנן. מה גדלו מעשיך, אדוני, מאוד עמקו מחשבותיך. איש בער לא ידע, וכסיל לא יבין את זאת. בפרוח רשעים כמו עשב, ויציצו כל פועלי אבן, להישמדם עד עד, ואתה מרום לעולם, אדוני. כי הנה אויביך, אדוני, כי הנה אויביך יובדו, יתפרדו כל פועלי אבן. בתרם תרעם קרני, בלותי בשמן רענן. ותבט עיני בשורי, וקמים עלי מרעים, תשמענה אוזני. צדיק התמר יפרח, וארז בלבנון יסגה. שתולים בבית אדוני, בחצרות אלוהינו יפריחו. עוד ינובון בשיבה, דשנים ורעננים יהיו. להגיד כי ישר אדוני, צורי ולא עוולת בו.
With majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever.
מזמור צד גימל.
Adonai malach geut lavesh, lavesh Adonai oz hit azar, af tikon tevel baltimot. Nachon kisacha meaz meolam ata. Naseu neharot Adonai, naseu neharot kolam, yisu neharot dochyam. Mikolot mayim rabbim, adirim mishvere yam. Adir bamarom Adonai. Edotecha neemnu meod, levetecha naava kodesh, Adonai leorech yamim.
مزمور زتنا هولن بك النف زتنا سوست بسم بسكن يمسغانا مزمور اكزيابير نقسة كبرن ملبسة اكزيابير هايلن لبسة حات اكام عالمن انداتنا وطاتنا زوفاني كتن تجمرو يتزقات جنو انتم كزل عالمن عبيتو ونزوش كف كف عدر ربو ونزوش قالو تشاتشون كف كف عدر ربو ከብዙ ውሆች ድምፅ ከባህርም ታላቅ ሞገድ ይልቅ እግዚአብሔር በከፍታው ድንቅ ነው። ምስክርህ እጅግ የታመነ ነው። አቤቱ እስከ ረጅም ዘመን ድረስ ለቤትህ ቅድስና ይገባል።